Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets the Demon of Lust. The sun had not yet risen over the tops of the Sangre de Cristo mountains. The valleys downstream from El Salto were still clad in shades of purplish gray. Giovanni could still hear the trickle of the first waterfall as it cascaded down from the top of the cave and landed with a sharp splat down below. It was odd to remark, though, pondered Giovanni in silent admiration, that the sound made by the water striking the floor just outside the cave made a flat sound. It was as if the musical note do were being held deep within the throat of some eternal soprano. The water coming off the cleft in the rock mass at the foot of the mountain reminded the hermit of some gigantic prehistoric animal relieving itself of its bodily fluids.
"That is quite a way of looking at it," said a voice to the hermit unexpectedly.
Giovanni looked up startled. There, reclining at the top of the boulder in front of the cave, was a demon. He gazed intently down at the hermit as he slowly licked the corners of his mouth. Now, Giovanni knew that he could easily dispel the demon by making a rapid sign of the cross, but something kept him from making it. He knew that the demon would flee from him and that he would be left without any answers. Instead, he merely lowered his eyes and he listened.
"I have been expecting you for a very long time," said the demon to him. "Ever since you chose not to follow your calling to priesthood way back in Italy, I have kept my eye out for you. People who resist the call to holiness for whatever reason hold a special fascination for me. I think that I know why you did not take your final vows."
The words of the demon sent chills up the spine of the hermit. He was an old man now, but there was a time in his youth when the lure of the flesh had tempted him. He had been attracted to riches and power, influence and societal position. Yes, he had much to atone for. As Giovanni came back to the awareness of the present moment, he lifted his eyes and he asked the demon, "Who are you?"
"I am called Mammon," came the reply. "I have been with you since your velvet prime. I was here when you took your first steps into manhood, and I can sense even now, as an old man, you are still tempted by the sins of the flesh. No matter how much you try to avoid lust, it is still there, haunting you. You are human, after all."
A tear trickled down the hermit's right cheek. He knew that the demon was using the truth to get to him. Giovanni had always been sad that his humanity had stood in the way of his longing for holiness. As a descendant of Adam and Eve, he would by nature have to face the same frailties that had caused his ancestors to be exiled from the Garden of Eden. Lust had been the sin of Adam and Eve, for it was made with clear choice of vision.
"Do you remember," continued the demon mockingly, "how I came to you the night before your ordination and showed you the different kingdoms of the world if you would only bow down and follow me instead? How easily you allowed yourself to be seduced by beautiful things and promises of momentary happiness. Oh, what you would give for just one touch, for an embrace from a lover. Intimacy is the hardest thing to surrender."
The hermit could only hang his head in shame. He had thought that through prayer, penance, and mortification of his body, he might be able to drive out the demon of the flesh, and yet here was Mammon himself looking down at him with a satisfied and accusatory gaze. Had his life been wasted, Giovanni now asked himself? Had his spiritual journey through life been for naught? Had he sinned through presumption? These and many thoughts flooded the mind of the hermit as the cackle of the demon's laugh echoed from the walls of the cave. "No," resounded another voice suddenly from farther inside the cave behind the waterfall. "No, Giovanni. Come into the cave." The demon gave a fierce snarl as the hermit stepped past the boulder.
"You have
been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres.